prolific Georgia writer Flannery O'Connor died 51 years ago today. And in her 39 years of life, she wrote some of the most influential short stories and novels in American literature. Producer Gabby Watts has this story about Flannery O'Connor and pants.
Flannery O'Connor can teach us a lot about Southern Gothic literature, Catholicism, morality, and believe it or not, a thing or two about fashion. Take her popular short story, A Good Man Is Hard to Find. Written in the perspective of a grandmother, a family is traveling from Atlanta to Florida. Here's O'Connor reading a part of that story in 1959.
The old lady settled herself comfortably, removing her white cotton gloves and putting them up with her purse on the shelf in front of the back window. The children's mother still had on slacks and still had her head tied up in a green kerchief, but the grandmother had on a navy blue straw sailor hat with a bunch of white violets on the brim, and a navy blue dress with a small white dot in the print. Her collars and cuffs were white organdy trimmed with lace, and at her neckline she had pinned a purple spray of cloth violets containing a sachet. In case of an accident, anyone seeing her dead on the highway would know at once that she was a lady.
As Flannery writes in the story, she describes the daughter-in-law who's sitting in the front seat. And the quote from the story is, she was still in slacks and still had her head tied up in a kerchief. So there's an element of judgment there. Women who are wearing slacks, maybe they're slackers. you know, there is, you're not quite proper, you're not quite a lady. So at mid-century, there was sort of a shift in women's clothing and the tolerance for women wearing slacks. I mean, that was kind of a new thing.
That's Elizabeth Wiley, the executive director at Andalusia Farms in Milledgeville. After O'Connor contracted lupus in 1951, she moved to Andalusia, where she lived until her death in 1964. The property has been preserved as a tribute to O'Connor, and it currently has an exhibit called Flannery and Fashion at Mid-Century.
Man, you ought to see me with my derby on. I know that you would say he's gone, black slacks, mostly in the head.
In the mid-20th century, slacks were not merely pieces of clothing. Slacks represented the modern woman. They were edgy. And for the traditional men and women of the time, they were a major faux pas, a provocative transgression against what a woman should be. O'Connor was pro-slacks. For one, slacks allowed additional mobility during her illness. But she was also a modern woman. She hated ruffled curtains, she drank beer. In college, she drew satirical cartoons in the school newspaper where she would make fun of fashion trends.
As her celebrity grew, she had a lot of visitors to the farm, and people report that she often showed up in dungarees, and which are another word for jeans.
O'Connor's mother was a great seamstress and made much of O'Connor's wardrobe when she returned to Andalusia. Even early on, though, O'Connor wasn't completely neglectful of her fashion choices.
Early on in her letters from her mother from Iowa, where she was in grad school, she wrote to her mother about, oh, she bought a sweater for $3.98 on sale, and it was really cute, but I don't like the buttons. Can you send me some replacement buttons? Her mother famously bought her a 15-pound muskrat coat as her daughter, her only daughter that she doted upon, was going off to grad school in Iowa. Of course, Iowa winters are not like Georgia, but
nope.
Her mother conceived that she needed this muskrat coat. So there's a great photograph of Flannery wearing the coat in the show.
As seen in her novels and short stories, O'Connor knew that clothes meant something about the person who wore them.
Clothing was a big part of her writing, and the ways in which she described characters was through their clothes.
O'Connor is considered one of the most important American authors. But if you are unconvinced by her relationship to fashion, at least remember what the grandmother suggested in A Good Man Is Hard to Find. When traveling, dress your best in case you end up in a ditch on the side of the road. Then everyone will always remember you as a lady. For City Lights, I'm Gabby Watts.
Flannery and Fashion at Mid-Century runs through November 1st at Andalusia Farms in Milledgeville. There's more information at wabe.org/citylights.
Make a cool daddy-o, when I put 'em on, I'm ready to go. Man, you ought to see me with my derby on.